It's Wednesday. No, it's not. It's Friday. My God. Wednesday. No, it's Friday. For sure. Friday the 15th of January. 10 past 10 in the morning. Long lie in bed. We went to bed back at 9. Got up at 10. Got up at 9. Had a wee bit of a long lie. So glad of that, actually. Could have lay longer, but got a couple of things to do today, and I need the time to do them before it gets dark. I would say a great night's sleep last night, actually. I would say that. It's a bit weird, actually, because I did have a very good sleep. And according to my Azumio sleep app, and looking at the bar graph for the night, I had 66% in deep sleep. 66% of the night in deep sleep. That's amazing. There was one period, about 5 in the morning, I think, where it shows I was awake for quite a wee bit, maybe well over half an hour, which isn't much really, but and I know the reason for that. Another one of those dream escapades. I don't even know what I was dreaming about, honestly. I have no idea at that time what I was dreaming about. But someone knocked on the front door, not with the knocker that's there, not with the doorbell, but with a knuckle. Did it on the front door, which is basically just outside the front bedroom. And it was so realistic that I woke up immediately. Someone's at the door. But I lay there, as you are in that kind of limbo state between deep sleep and awake. And I lay there thinking, is that really the door? Who would knock the door with a knuckle? Well, wait a minute. If it was someone not wanting to shock us out of our bed in the middle of the night and just knock, you know, gently on the door. And then I started thinking, oh, is it someone testing to see if we'll get up and put a light on so they'll break in? And then I thought, how are they going to break into our house? Because, well, they could, but I can assure you they wouldn't do it without making quite a bit of noise. Let's put it that way. So I thought, and all this time I'm lying thinking, should I get up or should I just lie here and wait and see what happens? Then I started thinking, wait a minute, what if it's my sister and something happens to my mum? Something has happened to my mum during the night. And I thought, well, she would phone. Well, put it this way, me and my sister are not in any kind of regular contact whatsoever. And I mean that, not at all. So I can't even remember the last time that we phoned each other years ago. I've spoken years ago, so I thought. But then my phone's off. It's on airplane mode for the night. She could phone the house. Maybe she has phoned the house and didn't get an answer. And all this is going through my head and I'm lying there thinking. And of course my brain's also trying to convince me that it was all a ruse, it was all part of a dream and it wasn't a real knock on the door. So, you can imagine the conflict that's going on in my head and lying there. Occasionally open my eyes I find opening my eyes brings me sort of straight into reality as opposed to lying on the pillow with your eyes closed thinking about things, which is, well, anyway. So, well, needless to say, I didn't get up. Because I lay waiting on the door being knocked again. I thought, if it's my sister, she'll definitely knock the door, and she'll definitely, if there's something happened to mum, she'll definitely use the knocker or the doorbell or something. So I put that out of my mind, and then, oh my God. What the mind does to you. Jings. Dreams. Unless that is, of course, someone did actually knock the door. At that time of the morning, and then thought, sod it, I'm off. No. crazy things that happen to us in bed, asleep. So this morning, you might hear a little bird song. That's because it's a beautiful, crisp, frosty morning again. It's been really cold during the night. There's a change on because the clouds are now drifting from the northwest over the what was a clear blue sky. There's a change on. But I've got loads of blue tits, coal tits, shooting about looking for food. And here I stand, a sinner in the garden for neglecting my birds. All the feeders are empty. I have no food to put in them. I could have picked up food any time. What a scunner I am. I mean, I see the wee bird bath has frozen over. Yeah, so they won't get a drink there. But they'll get a drink out the front when it runs. Well, not 24 hours. It runs long enough for me to go and get a fresh drinky water. So it's a lovely winter's morning. I love these mornings. These are the best. Well, they're at their best when the sun's shining and it's blue sky, but this is pretty good for morning. You look round at the garden and see the bare plants, shrubs, the ones that are laid low with the frost, barren trees. Thank goodness for the evergreens I have that maintain that stature in your garden. Holly, rhododendron, laurel, conifers. So, a wonderful morning. Yeah, about 20 or 30 jackdaws flying in absolutely no formation whatsoever. Not like crows. I feel snow in the air. Not literally. How is it to say? In my water. I can feel snow. It's in my water. Who the hell came up with that one?